This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in the town in recent weeks. The expanded operation follows the expiration of a week-long ceasefire. They are aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, a U.S.-designated terrorist group whose October 7th attack into Israel triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. A warning from friendly U.S. Senate Democrats has caught President Joe Biden administration's attention as it seeks more aid for Israel's war with Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Bernie Sanders and other lawmakers say the U.S. cannot simply keep asking Israel to limit civilian casualties in Gaza.
If asking nicely worked, we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
Sanders said last week the White House must condition more aid on assurances of concrete steps.
This blank check approach must end.
Funding for Israel was supposed to be the easy part of the administration's nearly $106 billion aid request that includes Ukraine and other needs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday a former American diplomat who served as ambassador to Bolivia has been charged with serving as a covert agent for Cuba's intelligence services since at least 1981, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government